Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Celebrating our 15th anniversary with our good friend Bert Folsom, an original founding member of our Brain Trust, Dr. Burton W. Folsom, professor of history at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, hillsdale.edu. And then is it burtonfolsom.com?
Burtfolsom.com. And you've got it right on hillsdale.edu. And by the way, the students at Hillsdale were polled on the election, and 90% went for Romney.
Well, I will tell you, that's almost the number that went for Romney in my small business poll.
Right, I saw that.
And I'm polling them again right now to find out how they feel about their future.
Yeah.
And so far, the vast majority are not happy about this, about the way it's going. I mean, these are small business owners who have been sitting on growth opportunities for 4 years, hoping to get some relief, and now they feel like they're not going to get any relief. In fact, they're worried about Obamacare. So, as we look at the next 4 years, Bert, what can we expect?
Well, we can expect more of the same. But one thing that has been a problem here, I think, Jim, is that Obama, because he never went into business and had any business experience, and Franklin Roosevelt, who I've been comparing Obama with, also had very little business experience, and what businesses he did go into, he lost money on. And he had an allowance from his mother that was holding him through. That when you have that kind of limited experience, you can't appreciate the problems that small businessmen encounter. The idea of going out and having to sell something, and that's how you make a living, is foreign to them because they're accustomed to getting checks from other sources.
Right.
And so, you remember George McGovern, who died recently, bless his heart, he did not know much about economics, and he had a poor campaign when he ran against Nixon in 1972. But when he went into the hotel business, as you may recall, after the election, his hotel then had to be mandated with an exit that he didn't have, and I think he may have had sprinklers or something. He had to put in a whole lot of things, and he lost the hotel, ultimately.
And many of those things were things that he advocated for when he was in...
Yes. But he was honest enough to say, if I'd known about business now, what I knew when I was in the Senate, I would not have advocated many of the same things that I promoted in the U.S. Senate.
Well, there's no question that President Obama... And folks, this is just a fact. This is not me being pejorative. Mr. Obama does not know anything about the economy. He doesn't know anything about the way the marketplace works, about the way business works. He has a low regard for entrepreneurship, for the concept of free market capitalism. He really believes that the solutions, and this is what I think we can look for going forward, Bird, the solutions to our economic problems are more government spending, so we can look for that. Look for more laws and regulations on carbon fuel.
Yes.
You can count on that. You may hear from the card check bill again for the union, so
we'll
be
pushing
for that. But
he doesn't have the votes. There's a chance for a midterm victory for the Republicans. They could capture the Senate in the next midterm. In that case, then we could be sending bill after bill up to the president. He'd have to veto
it. But either way, we got 4 more years of stagnation.
Well, but stagnation, and
meanwhile, 4 more years of deficits.
That's true. Stagnation is better than the bills that you just mentioned.
I agree. I agree with that. But we're not just marking time then for 4 more years, because we're still borrowing more money than we're.
That's right.
We're still spending more money than we're bringing in, and the reason is, Bert, is because the economy is not growing. The one thing that people aren't talking about enough when they talk about the prospects for America, never mind tax revenue, never mind spending cuts, if we could get this economy going, America has an ability to grow itself out of our problems that almost no other country on the planet can do.
You're right. We've shown it again and again. 1945, 1980, we did it again and again. We sparked back. We came back strong from recessions.
Yeah, and I will tell you, that is something that, and you know, other people could say, well, of course, Jim, he knows what, of course he knows how the economy works, but I really don't think he has an appreciation for the dynamism and how truly, if he would let the economy grow and as it wants to, he could have all the money he wants to spend. He could spend it on lots of stuff.
Right.
He could have lots of money. That's the part I don't understand about liberals, frankly, Bert.
Well, they say it's a question of fairness, not revenue.
Yeah.
If we cut the taxes, yes, it will get us more revenue because people will invest more,
yeah.
But it's not fair. We want to take it and redistribute mm-hmm. it, and there are votes there when you do that.
Yeah.
If you take it from the rich and give it to constituencies, they'll vote for you.
The more we redistribute, folks, the weaker America will become.
That's
hey, Bert,
true.
Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
Bert Folsom, ladies and gentlemen. BertFolsom.com is his website. Check it out, and all of his books, too. He'll be back another day. I'll be back in the next hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.